turn on the TV at a certain point this afternoon, and you may hear this.
God bless America.
Anthony Kearns, a founding member of the Irish Tenors, will be part of the pre-race festivities at the Preakness Stakes up in Baltimore. But before he warms up his chops, Anthony Kearns is here with us now on WTOP. Nice to have you back on, Anthony.
Thank you very much, Nathan. How are you?
Doing well. Well, this is quite a big stage for you this afternoon.
It is indeed. There's going to be a great buzz. It's begun already. It began last night, in fact, with the parties and the sound check and all at the venue. So the pulse is racing already.
Yeah, I mean, it's always such a raucous crowd at the Preakness, much more so I think people in the rest of the country probably don't really know just how crazy the Preakness can get. I mean, have you gotten wind of that yet?
No, but just looking at the race course and hearing the volumes of people that are attending in somewhere in the region of 125,000 to 130,000 people, that's a big crowd in any place. I mean, if you put them in a football arena, but just straight in front of you, looking across up here, across from the track, I mean, it'll be quite daunting but exciting at the same time.
Well, I know you.
Some buzz out here today.
Yeah, I know you perform in front of big crowds all the time. Do you still get nervous for stuff like this?
There's always an element of it. I mean, it's an air of nervous energy, I suppose. If you hadn't got it, you'd be more worried. So it's like the racehorse. You need that little bit in you to carry you across the line. You know, you have to once the gates open, you have to bolt.
Now, I know today is Armed Forces Day, and you're performing as part of the military salute ahead of the race. I know the military is pretty important to you personally, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, I do believe the military have done so much, not just for America, but for the world, and I recognize that. I recognize that I work here. I've been working in the United States since 1998. I make my living here. I have home. I have property here. And I don't take that too lightly. I mean, I'm grateful for the opportunities that I have in my life. And so if we can pay tribute or give back to those that help us, I think we should recognize that.
Now, are you personally a horse racing guy? Is this something you go in for? Are you paying attention to, you know, who's up and who's down in the morning bidding, I guess is how it goes?
Well, to be honest with you, yes, I am. I'd be addicted to the old horses myself. I'm passionate about the horses back home in Ireland. So I have my paper here in front of me and I'm trying to make sense of it. It's a little different here, the betting situation in the United States versus back home in Ireland in particular. But look, you'll weave out a couple of good horses out of the group, and I suppose it's down to the four that finished in that order in Kentucky will really be looking at, in my opinion.
So, well, I guess Bodemeister, once again, is an early favorite. You keeping your eye on him, or do you maybe have some dark horses this time around?
I am, and the second favorite, I think, is one to look. I'll have another, I think, is one that'll be interesting. There's going to be a lot of tactics played today. The guys are going to be very clever. It's down to the jockey and knowing the animal that they have and the engine that's underneath them. They know their animals. They know what they can do, and it's all about timing and placing, and it's going to be a very clever game today, you know, strategic.
Oh, my goodness. You sound like you really do keep an eye on this stuff. Well, enjoy yourself. Thanks again for taking a few minutes to talk with us ahead of the Preakness. It's always good talking to you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
That is Anthony Kearns. You too. Anthony Kearns is the youngest member, founding member of the Irish Tenors.
Through the night with a light from above.